100.
This is disturbing news. It seems that, well, more and more people are being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, but the sharpest rise this past decade in the province of Ontario has been in women aged 20 to 49. Now, the rates in that group are still low, but the rise is certainly of concern to healthcare professionals, who predict that by 2025, there will be 300 million people with diabetes worldwide. Joining me to discuss these numbers is Dr. Lorraine Lipscomb. She's a staff physician in the Department of Endocrinology and Metabolism at Toronto's Women College Hospital. Hi, Dr. Lipscomb.
Hi, Melanie.
This is disturbing. Do we know why this is happening to women? This seems to be right in the childbearing years.
Yes, it is very disturbing and definitely worrisome. We don't know exactly why this has happened, and certainly this needs to be confirmed in other populations, but it may reflect an increase overall in the rate of diabetes among young people. But women, we know, go to the doctor more often, so they're probably being diagnosed more often.
Okay, but still the numbers are pretty high, aren't they?
They are, and they are increasing in a linear fashion. So this has definite implications for our young people. We know that diabetes is associated with many complications such as eye disease, kidney disease, and heart disease. And the longer a person has to live with the disease, the higher their risk of eventually developing complications. So certainly as we're seeing it in younger women, we may see higher complications.
What are the causes?
Well, we don't know exactly what the causes are. There are two types of diabetes. The most common type that we're concerned about is type 2 diabetes, and the predominant cause is thought to be a combination of genetics, poor diet, inactivity, and obesity.
So there are things that we can do to stave this off.
Absolutely. Diabetes can be prevented. There's good evidence that maintaining a healthy lifestyle, including regular exercise and healthy food choices, can prevent diabetes. And there are some women who are at higher risk than others. For example, women who are overweight or obese, or who are from a higher risk ethnic group who have a first-degree relative with diabetes, or if they've had gestational diabetes in their pregnancies, they are at higher risk, and they need to be particularly careful. But we know that even in these high-risk populations, even 10% of weight loss through regular exercise and healthy diet can dramatically reduce the risk of diabetes.
What are the higher-risk ethnic groups?
There are many groups that seem to have a higher risk of diabetes when they adopt a more Western lifestyle. So, for example, people like people of South Asian origin, of African descent, Hispanic descent, and people of Aboriginal descent have a higher risk of diabetes. It's thought to be due to different genetic makeup and not being able to tolerate as well our type of Western lifestyle.
You know, Dr. Lipscomb, I'm sure you get frustrated being a physician. We know what's wrong, don't we? We know we're not eating right. We know we're not getting up off our butts and exercising enough. What do you think's wrong with us that we know this intellectually, but we're just not doing it?
Well, I don't think we can purely blame the individual. I think, first of all, humans were made to be efficient. We were made to conserve energy and to hold on to calories and be as sedentary as possible because, you know, in times of famine, we had to be able to be energy efficient. So I don't think we should blame ourselves only. I think this is the way we were built. But unfortunately, we've engineered our society such that there's an availability of lots and lots of food and very few opportunities for regular activity. So I think that it's partly the way we're built, but it's partly the way our society has developed, the way our lifestyle is right now. We all drive more. We all sit. More of our jobs are sedentary. People are eating out more. Portions have increased. People are cooking at home less often. People are eating more fast foods and high-fat foods, more refined carbohydrates, so many things that are contributing to this epidemic.
Well, I worry about what this is going to mean for the healthcare system down the road. We're already stretched to our limits, if not beyond. And if we're going to have this epidemic of type 2 diabetes with people with all the health problems that go along with it, my goodness, another 20 years from now, what's it going to be like?
Well, you know, the ministry is listening to this, at least in Ontario, and they've, you know, they've put money into a diabetes strategy in an attempt to both improve the care of patients with diabetes, but also for prevention. But I think there needs to be more focus on prevention, really, you know, because it's not enough to say, oh, once you get diabetes, we'll take care of you. I think people, you know, diabetes is very burdensome for people. It requires intense care, medications, regular physician visits, and that people are less healthy. So I think we want to prevent it from happening in the first place. And I, you know, there are no easy solutions. I think it has to be at all levels, from the healthcare system to public health to society to markets. It's complicated, but I do think that awareness is the first step. People need to know that we are facing this epidemic and that we are all at risk.
What's the test for diabetes?
So you can test for diabetes with a simple fasting blood glucose, and the Canadian Diabetes Association recommends that all adults over the age of 45 be tested every 3 years for diabetes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yes. However, if you're under 45 and are from have other risk factors such as the ones I mentioned, then it is recommended that you test earlier. And certainly our data suggests that more and more people are developing diabetes under the age of 45.
All right. Well, good to know. And doctor, thank you so much for sharing the information with us.
Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Lorraine Lipscomb, a staff physician in the Department of Endocrinology and Metabolism at Toronto's Women College Hospital. Yeah, we're getting fatter. We're causing ourselves more problems. Type 2 diabetes is running rampant, and there are serious consequences to this. It's 427 at AM 800.